The Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee will come to order. Lindsay, please call the roll.
Chair Brannan?
Here.
Vice Chair Roach?
Present.
Ranking Member Grieco?
Here.
Representatives Barnaby has been excused. Beltran?
Here.
Bisado Cabrera?
Here.
Bush? Casello?
Here.
Chambliss?
Here.
Fetterhoff?
Here.
Gregory?
Here.
Haig? Learned?
Here.
Maney?
Here.
Rizzo has been excused. Snyder?
Here.
Thompson? Here. Tuck?
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. As a reminder, always keep those cell phones silenced and turn on your microphone and turn it off when you're finished. And if anyone wishes to speak, please fill out an appearance card before you speak, where we'll know that you intend to speak and we'll get you up here. Welcome back. Little holiday weekend, and we're early in the week again. I hope that's better for everybody. We've luck of the draw 2 weeks in a row now. We have five bills that we're going to consider today, and we'll get right to it. Our first bill is HB 3 by Representative Leek. And Representative Leek, you are recognized to present House Bill 3.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ranking Member. Thank you, members. Appreciate the opportunity to present HB 3 to you today. You know, today we have the opportunity to make Florida the most law enforcement officer-friendly state in the country with the passage of HB 3. We must remember that we enjoy the daily blessings and freedoms of our communities because of the men and women of law enforcement. This bill is a small step forward to show our appreciation. HB 3 is a large and rangy bill. I'll read you a list of the various things that it does, and then I'm happy to entertain any questions at the chairman's behest. HB 3 provides law enforcement agencies with additional tools to bolster the recruitment and retention of qualified officers by providing financial incentives, enhanced training, expanded educational opportunities, and recognition that honors law enforcement officers' service to the state of Florida. The bill, one, creates Florida Law Enforcement Recruitment Bonus Program to provide one-time bonus payments to newly employed law enforcement officers in Florida. Creates the Florida Law Enforcement Academy Scholarship Program to cover tuition fees and up to $1,000 of eligible education expenses for trainees enrolled in a law enforcement officer basic recruit training program. It creates a reimbursement program to pay for up to $1,000 of equivalency training costs for certified law enforcement officers who relocate to Florida or members of special operations forces who become full-time law enforcement officers. It provides law enforcement officers who adopt a child from within the state child welfare system with a $25,000 benefit for adopting a child with special needs or a $10,000 benefit for adopting a child without special needs. It makes dependent children of law enforcement officers eligible to receive a family empowerment scholarship to attend a private school. It increases the base salary for each county sheriff by $5,000. It exempts veterans and applicants with an associate degree or higher from taking the basic skills test as a prerequisite to entering a law enforcement officer basic recruit training program. It requires that law enforcement officers receive training in health and wellness principles as part of their initial certification training and continued employment training. It allows law enforcement officers or former law enforcement officers to receive post-secondary credit at Florida public post-secondary educational institutions for training and experience acquired while serving. It encourages each district school board to establish public safety telecommunication training programs and law enforcement explorer programs in public schools. And finally, it designates May 1st of each year as Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you so much, Chair Leek, for that presentation and explanation. We'll now move into questions. Questions? Representative Chambliss, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wanted to go back to one of the points that you brought up. A lot of great points here. I think definitely this bill is going to, you know, not only highlight the state of Florida as being friendly towards law enforcement, but remind our current law enforcement that we truly care and appreciate the service that they provide. I was looking at the Law Enforcement Explorer program for every school district. Is there a scholarship or any assistance towards college for those students who are currently enrolled in home and explore programs currently? Any kind of financial assistance currently?
You're recognized, Chair Leek.
Thank you. I think that's a great question, and I certainly hope there is, but it's not part of this bill.
Well, you're recognized for a follow-up.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. And is there room for conversation towards that or any other ideas that members might have towards the different benefits that are included in this bill?
Recognize.
Thank you. There's always room for conversation. I appreciate it. Would appreciate hearing anything that we can do to further show law enforcement officers of the state of Florida that we value them.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Thompson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Lee. We've had presentations in this committee regarding the issues related to our correctional facilities and correctional officers. Is there a similar kind of incentive program that has been developed to address that problem?
Chair Lee.
That's a good question. Let me see if I can piece together the answer. When it comes to pay, those things are handled through the state budget and not an outside of a specific piece of legislation that is not through the budget. To the extent that they are law enforcement officers who would qualify for any one of these programs, this would apply to them as well, and I'm afraid that's the best I can do with that answer right now.
Follow up.
Thank you. And the section in the bill that provides a $25,000 benefit for adopting a child with special needs and $10,000 for a child without special needs. I really need clarification to see how that is relevant to this bill.
Oh, I mean, technically it's relevant to the bill because it's included within it and it applies to law enforcement. But it's also something that we want to encourage our law enforcement officers to do, and really anyone, which is to adopt children with special needs and to adopt children out of foster care.
Yes.
Thank you. So anyone who would adopt a child with special needs, would those individuals be eligible for the $25,000 benefit or only the folks you're recruiting in law enforcement?
Recognize.
Only law enforcement.
Only law enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Learned, you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Representative, for the bill. I think what we're trying to do here is really important, and I recognize that and I value the work. And I know we got to speak briefly about the transition for our military personnel, which is an issue that I care pretty deeply about. I used to lead our ship's boarding teams, and part of that job was I was also the reaction officer, which meant I was responsible for ship SWAT operations. If we had an active shooter in a reactor compartment, our standard operating procedure was two in the chest, one in the head, cuff them, and then start figuring out what had happened, right? So I want to make sure I'm putting my head, you know, in the mindset of one of my 18-year-old guys who's transitioning out of the military and back in the law enforcement, and make sure that they're given the proper training so they can be successful in this transition, right? So I just kind of wanted to set that up as a question as to how are we going to help our transitioning military soldiers who are coming from combat zones to, you know, the streets of Brandon, and how are we going to make them safe and successful in that transition?
Sure.
Thank you. I'd be interested to see if what you just described is actually written in a military training manual. But what I'll suggest to you is the exemption here is only for basic training. It doesn't exempt the officers or the veterans who are coming in from all other training. And it just, as a veteran, we recognize that they're not likely to be 18, more likely to be 22, let's say, at the end of a four-year tour, that we're going to give them some credit for the basic training that they otherwise would have had to go back and repeat as a law enforcement officer. But we can continue to talk about that and see how that plays out in each scenario that we've got here.
Any other questions? Seeing no questions, I see no amendments. No amendments, so we'll now move on to public testimony. I do have some appearance cards. We have Daniel Slaughter, Florida Police Chiefs Association, waves in support. Alexis LaRoe, Step Up for Students, waves in support. Alice Neera, Foundation for Florida's Future, waves in support. Jonathan Vasquez, Florida Police Benevolent Association, waves in support. Mercer Fearington, Florida Sheriff's Association waves in support. Amber Hughes, Florida League of Cities, waves in support. And Jennifer Pritt with the Florida Police Chiefs Association waves in support. Is there any other public testimony? See none. We are now in debate. Moving to debate. Any members want to be recognized in debate? Representative Roach, you're recognized. Vice Chair Roach.
Thank you, Chairman Brandon. Thank you, Chairman Leak, for bringing this great bill. Reading the bill, if my read of the bills is accurate, doesn't appear that some of our DOC personnel or our probation officers are included in the bill. And I'm up 100% on the bill, but love to work with the committee and with Chairman Leak to see if we could expand this to include our corrections officers and our probation officers in the bill. Thank you for bringing the bill. I'll be up on the bill.
Representative Chambliss, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, I definitely am proud that we're bringing this bill. I think this is a great bill. I do see opportunities to have certain discussions about some of the benefits and how those benefits could potentially be expanded. I do have some thoughts, specifically when we're talking about the high school students that are in programs that are promoting law enforcement careers. I think there are some opportunities there. And I do agree with the other rep that potentially opportunities to expand this to our correctional officers. I mean, with what's going on in the prison system, I think that's probably like the number one issue that we have in law enforcement in general right now in the state of Florida. And so if there was any room for that, that would be great. Or I could carry the bill next year for, you know, Department of Correction. Either way, I'm up on the bill. Thank you.
Representative Beltran, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Chair Leak, and to the Speaker, and to the Chair Brandon for hearing this good bill. Obviously, the benefits of this bill are obvious. I don't need to belabor those. I'm glad we're doing this, but also I just want to echo my colleagues' concerns about correctional officer funding. Perhaps that's coming forth in some other legislation. But we did hear some testimony in other committees and perhaps here about those problems and the correctional officers. In my experience and knowledge, are actually they have some of the worst pay, and that concerns me in terms of ensuring adequate staff and folks who are able to do a good job and so forth. So I want to make sure we do right by them and increase the safety for the officers and also for the inmates in the prisons. Thank you.
Any other members in debate? Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Lee, because we've had presentations on a number of occasions about the issues related to our correctional institutions and low pay for our correctional officers and low staffing levels that make it dangerous to work in our correctional institutions, I don't see how we can sacrifice people who are already employed, state employees, for people who might potentially be employed. And so I won't be supporting the bill today. However, if somehow we can address correctional officers, and I think it was also proposed probation officers, I can certainly come to a point where I can support it, but today I will not be supporting the bill. And I think that there are provisions in here that, in terms of the adoption of children with special needs, that there's not a direct connect for me in terms of recruiting individuals in law enforcement. But thank you so much for bringing the bill.
Anybody else in debate? Representative Snyder, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Brandon, and thank you, Chair Leak, for bringing this great bill forward. You know, on the topic specifically of adoption, I think this really is an ingenious approach. Having grown up in a family of law enforcement professionals, and I think back to a young kid when I was growing up who was a good friend of mine, who was actually a product of a rescue adoption, whose father actually murdered his mother there on the spot, turned the gun on himself, killed himself, and it was that responding deputy who was the first one there on the scene to really scoop up that child that ultimately he ended up making the choice, he and his wife, to adopt that young child. And so I think just the nexus that our law enforcement professionals have, oftentimes being the first one on the scene, I think there's been a number of examples of those successful adoption stories. And so I think it fits right in with really what we're trying to do in the state of Florida is let our law enforcement officers know we've got their back. And so, again, thank you for bringing this great bill and urge our members to vote up on it. Thank you.
Any other members in debate? I see none, so Chair Leak, you are now recognized to close on your bill.
I'll waive close. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Representative Chair Leak, having closed on his bill, Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 3 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby has been excused. Beltran?
Yes.
Usada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush? Costello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo has been excused. Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson?
No.
Tuck? Chair Brannon?
Yes.
13 yeas, one nay, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Congratulations, Chair Leak. Show HB 3 reported favorably, and I look forward to seeing it in statute. Inside joke. My wife thinks I have a country accent? Sometimes I say statute, and it rhymes with hatchet, and I mean statute is what I mean. So Representative Leak gives me a hard time about that, too. Moving on, we'll now move to HB 25, Care for Retired Law Enforcement Dogs by Representative Killebrew. Sir, you are recognized to present HB 25.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members. HB 25, a little background on this is law enforcement dogs serve alongside the human law enforcement officers and contribute to a variety of law enforcement functions such as locating missing people, apprehending criminals, detecting narcotics and explosives. Law enforcement dogs receive extensive training and may serve in law enforcement role for approximately 6 to 10 years. Generally, upon a law enforcement dog's retirement, the dog's handler or human law enforcement partner is given priority to adopting the dog. If the partner is unable to adopt the dog, adoption is opened up to other law enforcement officers and certain civilians who are properly trained to care for dog's special needs. A retired law enforcement dog may have complex medical needs than other dogs and may require additional and more specialized veterinary care, resulting in extensive expense to the dog's former handler and adopter. There is no current statewide program of funding to assist former handlers or adopters with the medical care and related expenses for retired law enforcement canines. So HB 25 creates the Care for Retired Law Enforcement Dogs program within the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to provide stable and consistent financial support for the veterinary care of retired law enforcement dogs. The bill includes $300,000 reoccurring appropriation to the FDLE to implement and administer the program. A nonprofit will be selected through a competitive grant award process and manage the program and distribute the funds. The bill provides for up to $1,500 a year to a former handler or adopter to assist with the veterinary care expenses of the retired law enforcement dog so long as the funds are available. And that is, Bill, I believe there's an amendment on it.
Okay. Are there any questions on what we have so far? Anybody? Okay. We do have one amendment, barcode 473707. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you. These are minor technical amendments. Line 35 just changes that these dogs to read that law enforcement dogs, and line 56, insert the word provide so the line reads veterinary has the same meaning as provided in. And that is the amendment.
Thank you for that explanation. Any questions on the amendment? See none. I see no appearance cards, no public testimony on the amendment. Any members wishing to debate on the amendment? Debate on the amendment. Seeing none, Representative Killebrew, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave close.
Thank you, sir. If you favor the adoption of the amendment, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
If you're opposed, say no. By your vote, the amendment is adopted. We are now back on the bill as amended. We now have public testimony. I do have some appearance cards. The bill's amended. Daniel Slaughter, Florida Police Chiefs Association, waves in support. Kate McFall, Humane Society of the United States, Florida State Director, waves in support. Jennifer Pritt, Florida Police Chiefs Association, waves in support. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, members, we are now on debate on the bill as amended. Debate on the bill as amended. Representative Thompson, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Killebrew, for bringing this very good bill. These police dogs need to make sure that once they retire that they are cared for, and your bill takes us a long way to doing that. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
Any other members in debate? I don't see anybody. Representative Killebrew, you are now recognized to close on your bill as amended. Wave and close. Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 25 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby has been excused. Beltran?
Yes.
Usada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush? Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo has been excused. Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck? Chair Brennan?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show HB 25 reported favorably as amended. Congratulations. Welcome. We'll now move to HB 615, Human Trafficking, by Representative Overdorf. Representative Overdorf, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. This bill, it basically goes ahead and creates a new ability for the DSO to go ahead and develop training for fire safety individuals so that they can go inside buildings and look for signs of human trafficking. And, Mr. Chairman, we do have an amendment.
Okay. Any questions on the bills thus far? I don't see any. So we do have one amendment, as you mentioned. Barcode 025835. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment requires the DSO instead of the organization known as FIRST, which is Florida's Forensic Institute for Research, Security, and Tactics, to develop the human trafficking training for fire safety inspectors. It also makes a technical change to the bill's language.
Thank you, sir, for that explanation. Any questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? I don't see any public testimony on the amendment. Have no appearance cards. I don't see anyone in the audience. Members, we're now on debate on the amendment. Any members in debate on the amendment he just presented? Seeing none, Rep. Overdorf, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave.
Thank you, sir. If you favor adoption of the amendment, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
If you're opposed, say no. By your vote, the amendment is adopted. We are now back on the bill as amended. Public testimony on the bill as amended. A couple of appearance cards. John Pascalone, Florida Fire Marshals, Florida Fire Marshals and Inspectors Association, waves in support. Austin Stowers, CFO, and the State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas, he's Director of their Legislative Affairs, and they wave in support. Anybody else in public testimony? OK, Okay, I see none. Any members wishing to debate? We're now in debate. Representative Chambliss, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one to commend you on your work that you're doing in this area of human trafficking. We've spoken about it, and I've seen some of the work, and we've talked about even potential ideas for the future, and I think that you should be commended. This bill is a great bill, and we're excited to continue to do work and support you in the work that you do on human trafficking. Thank you.
Representative Casella, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Rep. This is a great bill. I'm going to be up on it. Just to maybe expand it, your bill says fire inspectors. Would also this, I know my career in fire service, a lot of times we went into homes more so than probably fire inspectors, and we see things that we, you know, would think weren't right, and we could report it back to the state in a form letter. So my question is that would the first responders, I think the police already have this program already in place, and now we're going to expand it to fire inspectors. But could this also be expanded to the first responder, the firefighter, paramedic that actually probably goes into these homes more often than an inspector?
Recognize.
Okay, to answer the question, Chairman? Okay. Just as
we're in debate. I'm sorry. No, you can't answer it because we're in debate. Anybody else in debate? Thanks for correcting me. Anybody else in debate? All right. You are, however, recognized to close on your bill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to recognize the Attorney General, Ashley Moody. She's done a great job in this area, and also the support of the Florida Alliance Against Human Trafficking. This bill will actually, to not answer a question, but to make a statement, this will actually be taught within fire school as well. So other members of our firefighting community will actually be able to benefit from the training associated with this. And with that, I close.
Thank you. Having closed on the bill, Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Barnaby has been excused. Beltran?
Yes.
Rosado Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush? Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo has been excused. Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Yes. Tuck? Chair Brannon?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show HB 615 as amended, reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll now move on to Rep. Overdorf's next bill, and that's HB 617, Public Records and Meetings Statewide Council on Human Trafficking Direct Support Organizations. Recognized to present HB 617.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So to carry out its duties in supporting the statewide council, the DSO, or the Direct Service Organization, raises funds, makes requests, receives grants, gifts, and bequests of money. It acquires, receives, holds, invests, and administers funds and makes expenditures to or for the direct or indirect benefit of the council. In so doing, the DSO may often need to meet with donors, meet with private individuals, et cetera, to discuss various fundraising and fund giving to the DSO. As a result, we basically have those meetings with individuals, but as we head towards a fundraiser, oftentimes we'll know of an individual over here that is willing to be a part of that fundraiser. Another person on the committee will know that individual, and they basically just want to touch base to see, hey, did you call Joe Smith and ask him if, in fact, he's going to be going ahead and supporting for our upcoming benefit. Under our current regulations for the DSO, we cannot do that. We have to have a noticed meeting in order for us to basically have that conversation. This would take care of that particular issue only for the fundraising side and dealing with donors. Additionally, this brings us into compliance with Americans for Prosperity versus Bonta, which is a recent Supreme Court case in regards donors associated with 501c3s. And Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you for that presentation and explanation, Representative Overdorf. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Questions? Okay, seeing no questions, I see no amendments. Is there public testimony on the bill? No appearance cards? No one in the audience? All right, now we're back to debate. Any members in debate? Moving right along, Representative Overdorf, you're recognized to close on your bill.
In the words of Anthony Rodriguez, wave out.
Thank you. Seeing he has waved out and closed on his bill, Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 617 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby has been excused. Beltran?
Yes.
Lusada Cabrera? Bush? Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Yes. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig? Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo has been excused. Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Yes. Tuck? Chair Brannon?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show HB 617 reported favorably, and congratulations on both of your bills. Thank you. Now moving on to HB 873, public records execution information. Rep. Maney. Rep. Maney is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman, Ranking Member. This bill is short, it's sweet, and it's very important. This bill simply, though, I mean, it's 2 pages, has, I think, 3 sections in it, but it's a public records exemption request which will confirm and strengthen existing law as it relates to the Department of Corrections and how people and organizations, companies that deal with executions, how they're shielded from public disclosure. It bolsters the department's ability to perform its statutory duty. And like I say, it covers both people and drugs, and as required, it will expire in 5 years. So that's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Members, we're now in questions. Any questions on the bill? I don't see any. I see no.
Yes, there's one.
Oh, got one on the end. Rep. Casella, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question on this. If someone requests that information now, isn't most of that already redacted out of the information that's passed on?
Yes, sir. But this bill kind of strengthens it. There are some things that weren't real clear, and so it's making it very clear what's covered. There was a Northern District, Florida case, I think in 2015 or 16, that talked about how disclosure of this information could result in people being harassed or intimidated, and we're just trying to get that closed.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Any other questions? Okay, we have no amendments, public testimony, no cards, nobody in the audience. Any members wishing to debate on the bill? In debate? No debate. Rep. Maney, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Representative Maney having closed on his bill. Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 873 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby has been excused. Beltran?
Yes.
Lusada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush? Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo has been excused. Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Yes. Tuck? Chair Brannon?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show HB 873 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Members, I see no further business which should properly be conducted, and this will conclude our agenda. And Rep. Gregory's looking at me, so he moves we rise without objection. This meeting is adjourned.